Now that we are well into the Lenten period, well, it seems strange, first of all, when you see all of the Easter things going on with the Western calendar, but for us, we've entered in and finished the second week of the Lenten period. And during the Lenten period, we try to emphasize the fasting and the prayer, and we try to emphasize the almsgiving. Now, sometimes people say, I give here or I give there. And that's a wonderful thing. It's especially wonderful if you give where it's needed and don't tell anyone about it. Says this is true almsgiving, to give in secret so that we don't receive praise. Because if we receive praise, then we have received something back for what we have given. And it's not a true gift. A true gift is something that we give with our heart, but don't expect anything in return. And this is what we should be working at, is to give anonymously, to give where it's needed, to help and to comfort people. We also have come into a time of prayer. And I know that a lot of times people will come into confession and they will say, Father, says my prayer life is not what it should be. And I said, well, what kind of, what is your prayer life? And they say, well, I have this book and I read out of this book and I try to read 2 pages every day or 3 pages every day. And sometimes I get bored and I don't want to do it, or I get rushed and I don't want to do it, and et cetera, et cetera. But those are not really the types of prayers that God expects from us. These are formal prayers. These are the types of prayers that we read here in the church. Those are good to get into the habit of reading those prayers. But when we read those prayers, we usually get to know them by heart. And when we read them, we're reading words, but our mind is someplace else. So there's different types of prayers. The most effective type of prayer is the prayer of the heart. It says it's the Jesus prayer. It's the prayer that we have been reminded of in the Missal today, from St. Gregory Palamas. He says, this is the prayer that we should be learning and developing. Now, why is this such an important prayer? The prayer itself is, Lord Jesus Christ, Son of God, have mercy upon me, a sinner, and save me. Okay, now, why is this such an important prayer? It's so simple. Why do we have these simple prayers? Shouldn't a prayer be something long and with words that we don't understand in it and all the rest of it? Says, no, the prayer is the simple prayer. And this prayer is a repetitive prayer. It's a prayer that we repeat to ourselves over and over and over again. But then you have to ask, it says, well, how can I be praying unceasingly? That's praying without ceasing, without stopping, ever, 24/7. It says, how can we do that? Well, it's possible to do that because we don't have only one consciousness. We have our consciousness and we have our subconscious. Now, our subconscious usually picks up all sorts of input from all over the world. Things we see on TV, things that we see here on the radio, things that we see on billboards, and all of these other worldly things, they come into our subconscious. So we see something and we hear something. And then down the road, 2 days later, all of a sudden a song pops into our mind that we heard 2 or 3 days ago. Well, how does that happen? It's been in our subconscious and it's been going over and over and over again. Or if we have some kind of an image that we see off a TV or we see off of a billboard, and then all of a sudden we're in church and we're in prayer, and all of a sudden this image pops into our mind. says it's been in our subconscious all the time. So our subconscious is always storing these visions, these images, and is always there. And then when our mind relaxes a little bit, boom, it will throw something out. Well, this is the habit that we need to get into, is we say the Jesus prayer over and over and over and over consciously. But the more we can say it consciously, the more it gets absorbed into our subconscious. And then when we start to relax, it's not those worldly images that come to our minds. It's the Jesus prayer. When we lay down for bed, we don't start thinking of worldly images. When we start relaxing, our subconscious allows us to start praying again. And it means that the prayer in our subconscious is going over and over and over. We have filled our subconscious with prayer. So we are praying every moment of every day, 24/7, when we have the Jesus prayer in our heart. So during this Lenten season, if you haven't already, he says, I would like to instruct you to do and learn the Jesus prayer and make it a regular part of your day, so that even when you're driving down the road and your mind starts to relax or wander, it says, rather than having these troubling images come to you, it's the Jesus prayer that will come to you. This is part of the way that we develop into the true Christians that God wants us to be, so that we are fully involved, consciously and subconsciously, in prayer. So during this season, I ask that you try this, as well as your fasting, and as well as the almsgiving, because this is the true mysticism of the church. St. Gregory Palamas, who we celebrate his feast day today, St. Gregory Palamas was what we call a mystic. Not a magician, not a superstition, but he was a mystic. Through his heart and through his mind, he developed a way to get closer to God. Through this unceasing prayer, he developed a way to come close and become attached to our Lord. And through this prayer, says he has taught his followers, his disciples, who have in turn taught us. So let's take all of these gifts that have been given to us throughout the time by our wonderful and great saints and incorporate them into our lives, so that we might too get that foretaste of heaven even while we are still on this earth. May our Lord bless this Lenten period and may it be for great, great progress in your spiritual life and in your life. Students and teachers, do we have Sunday school today?